This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abon. We continue Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Beis Siv Ches. Tzorech HaKlaf Liyos Me'ubad Ba'afotzim Oibesed. The klaf has to be worked, has to be tanned with afotzim, some type of juice from a nut, or with lime. It has to be tanned lishmai. So the tanning process has to be lishma. So you know, we were just in the tannery. There they tan with the excrement of birds. No, it has to be dafka with these kind of ingredients. It can't be with other types of acidic natural products. It has to be lishma. Can't just make hide and then use it for ton. It has to be tan lishma. Toiv lahoitzi b'sfasov b'tchilas ho'ibud. It is good, it's not required, but it is good to articulate while at the beginning of the tanning process that shuma abdoi l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah, that you're tanning it either for ton or sefer Torah. Avalim ibdoi l'shem mezuzah pasal. It's not enough to be ma'abi l'shma. It has to be l'shma of the type of tashmishe kedusha that you're going to be using. Says in Mishnah Berurah, ba'afatzimai besed uli kuvahu, it's ma'akev, to use these ingredients. Doloi mikri klaf b'loi zarak diftara. If it's not tanned with these ingredients, it's no longer called klaf, it's called diftara. V'yaniach ha'ar besed, put the hide in the lime, ad she'ipa aser me'elam, until the hair falls off on its own, v'loi yedei greira, without scraping it. By the way, if you look at the video from the Fez tannery, you'll see the guy scraping the hide to get off the hair. No, that doesn't work for tefillin. It has to be treated in a way where the hair falls off on its own. If you took it out from the lime before the hair falls off on its own, you can't write on it to have a diftara adayin. It's still diftara pasal. So basically, diftara seems to be unfinished hide. In order for it to be finished, it has to be treated with me'afatzim or sid. Okay. There are those who argue this is the shita of the Meshivas Nafesh for Kasav, the Sofer Shoitzi Ores Lacher Dalid Yomim. If the Sofer took out the hides after 4 days, Vadayin Loy Avar Saras Me'elam, and the hair has not fallen off on its own, Nira Debedeved and Kpe Debedeved, we're not Makbid. Here he brings from the Minchas Yitzchak that in our times that our agents, our acidic agents are very powerful. It should only take 2 days. Minchas Yitzchak says not to change from the age-old practice of at least 4 days. Deloy talya b'seir klal. But the opinion of this Yesh Misha Cholik is it really doesn't matter based on the hair. Dikivin dikvar hunach b'sid. Once it's placed in the lime, the requisite time, the niskan kohoigen, and it's been fixed properly, loy mikri diftara, it's not called diftara ayin sham. Bisvasav, uvidiyaved, dayoy b'machshava. Bidiyaved, it's enough to think it in your mind. Okay, so the mechaber says it's toiv lahoisi bisvasav, but bidiyaved, it's enough to think it. Now, two things. Firstly, the Bir Halacha, Dibri Hamaskel, Vitzarech Lishmai, he says if you can't find hide that was done Lishma, it's pasal. But if you live in a place, in other words, if it's not Lishma, it's pasal. But if you live in a place that you can't get any other tefillin, only tefillin that was written on hide, that's Shloi Lishma, even though by Sefer Torah, your Halacha is you're allowed to make a bracha, but Tzibor, but by tefillin, you cannot make a bracha. Now he brings the Prima Gadim holds Ibud Lashma's Majrabanan. The Nafgamina would be, even though you still can't make a bracha, if you're Masupik. But from Rabbi Kivager, it's Mashma that Ibud Lashma would be Da'iraisa. B'tchilas ha'ibar. The Mechaber says that it should be in the beginning of the Ibur. Well, what if it's at the end of the Ibud? What if you have this Kavanah Lishma at the end of the Ibud? So the same thing, it's like what we said by Hilchos Tzitzis, where the Taz says it works, and the Panim Meirois argues, and he says it's a suffix, whether we say Soifai Moira Al Tchilasai. Okay, now, why is it p'diavad enough to have in mind that you're doing Lishma? The Dirshu in note 39 asks, regarding Ksivas Sefer Torah Tuan Mezuzos, the Mishabura says later on, Sivkat and Sadihei, that you need to say you're doing it Lishma. Why, when it comes to tanning the hides, is it enough to think you're doing it Lishma? And when it comes to writing the Tefillin and the Sefer Tuan Mezuzos, you have to say it. By the way, the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks this question in the Gilyon on the Shulchan Aruch later on. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav answers that when it comes to tanning, we're soymech on those who hold that you don't need to be ma'abi lishma. In combination with the opinion of the Sefer HaTshuma, who holds that maybe machshava alone helps. In other words, the reason we're more machmer by ksiva is because it's not barur that tanning has to be lishma. We paskin has to be lishma, but it's not barur, so therefore it's enough to have it in mind, even if you don't say it, but it's better to say it. B'tchilas, sivkatim chafei, v'yoyser, ein sarech, but more than the beginning of the tanning process, you don't need to, loy lahoitzi b'sfasav, not to say it with your lips, v'loy lachshev shemisad, Misabdim lishma, not to think you're being ma'abid lishma, ela b'tchilas b'avad, only in the beginning. V'afilu nimshach ha'ibur kama yomim, even if the ibur lasts for many days, t'chol ha'oisa al das rishon ha'oisa. Anyone who does it with his original intent. So if you're mechavin in the beginning, that is sufficient. So it's interesting. Well, what if one guy begins the tanning process and he is mechavein, and another guy takes over? Then the Bir Halacha said earlier by Hilchos Tzitzis that if another guy takes over, we don't say Kol Ha'Oisa Al Das Rishayna Oisa. But Chazonish says, even if someone else continues the tanning process, it's kosher, because if the beginning was Lishma, Kol Hemshech Ha'Ibud Stama Lishma. Okay, the Mishabura continues. What's the beginning of the tanning process? It's called kishamesim ha'oros ha'toychasid, when you put the hides in the lime. V'loy be'eish shemesimim l'toychamayim koidim, but not when you first soak it in the water before you put in the lime. Mibnei dezel loy mikri adayin ibud, that's not considered ibud. The Chazonish explains that what the Mishabura means is not only do you not have to put it in the water lishma, but even if you put it in the water lishma, it will not help to utilize the concept of kol ha'oisa al das rishayna oisa, because you did not begin it. But the Chazonish himself argues on the Mishabura, and he says what the Mishabura means is you don't have to put in the water lishma, but if you did put in lishma, then you don't have to have further kavana. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.